Do you have any insights for people as they try and make the right choices in their lives?
Well, by right, you know, right, what does that mean, right? I mean, to fulfill what goal? So you'd have to re-examine what your goals are and see, is this move going to fulfill the goal or not? And, you know, when people get up against a tough one, sometimes they use technique of consciousness research, kinesiology, and they'll ask, would this serve the highest good? Am I taking this opportunity would serve the highest good, yes or no? When you say it's the highest good, you're not saying, would it be beneficial to me, not me, because what may be beneficial to you may not serve the highest good, and vice versa. So by phrasing it, this move or this taking this option would serve the highest good, you get some kind of a feedback confirmation. So I'm saying if people have a doubt about it, that's one technique you can use. It's really very simple and very fast. You know, what the problem is with the ego? It intuits that this spells its demise. That's what it's about. The last thing the ego wants to hear is there's some objective means of absolutely discerning truth from falsehood, because that threatens all of its positionalities.
Yeah. I see that.
Where would all the politicians be if they had to face that?
Right. Where does intention of human consciousness with respect to honoring and caring for the earth come to play? You know, for example, there's a controversy about recycling that some say it's very costly and not a worthwhile effort, while others say even if it is costly, the intention in itself to take care of the earth brings goodness.
Yeah, that's a reflection of a person's level of consciousness and understanding. Probably, I don't know anything about recycling, but probably from a financial viewpoint, it may not be rewarding. But is that really the question? And what would the cost be to recycle it? And is society willing to pay that cost, you know, because of the quality of aesthetics, of the quality of the environment, and the importance of it all? The problem is not in the environment at all. The problem is overpopulation. You see, about 90% of the things that people are involved in trying to help the world, so-called global help, etc., about 95% of it is nothing but overpopulation. Pollution of everything, of course, is polluted, and it's going to get worse, too. Population of this world has tripled since I've been here, tripled. And I think it was Linus Pauling figured out that the optimal population level of the world was reached about 1910, at about 3 billion people. That's enough stretching the environment, stretching the forest, stretching pollution, stretching space. So you say people lament about the destruction of the rainforests in South America. It's inevitable if you just keep populating non-integrously. So the first integrity that I think that would bring any good to mankind, talk about pollution and God knows what, is some responsibility about reproduction. Unless there's responsibility about reproduction, all these efforts are futile.
And so how do we personally contribute to this?
You're not going to personally
is there nothing I can
influence somebody else's reproductive
What do I do then? How can I?
Well, you're not going to do anything about it. I got news for you.
Oh, but that feels so helpless.
Oh, yes, you are helpless. How would you like to surrender the world to God?
I got your point. Good point.
You can reproduce yourself into poverty quickly, and it's done routinely. This whole culture is based on that. Mm-hmm. Can't afford two children. They've got six, and she's pregnant now, and she's only 32. So she's going to have six more pregnancies. Can't afford two children, and you got six, and you're busy getting pregnant again. I think if you pay a lot of attention to your own business, you're doing the world a lot of good. Can't tell people how to reproduce. China did it, didn't they? They said we're going to reproduce ourselves into poverty and total destruction of our environment. There's a three-mile-high haze over South Asia. South Asia is covered with a three-mile level of pollution, three-mile-high pollution. That's all reproduction, isn't it? It's all reproduction. So China, of course, gets criticized, but somebody's got to get some kind of sanity. You just reproduce yourself into total devastation. So the requirement is to be responsible And responsibility is where it all starts. Without responsibility, these other things are all, you know, just makeshift. They're temporary. They're not going to solve anything. Mm-hmm. You can't solve poverty with money.
You have to solve it with a different perspective.
You can't solve poverty with money. Didn't it ever dawn on anybody? It's been tried over and over again. In fact, trying to solve with money makes it worse. Why? Because it raises the reproductive rate. The minute you bring in money, the reproductive rate goes up and poverty gets worse. Haiti's a good example. The more money you give them, the worse they get.
But you look at America, we're having less and less children, aren't we? And we're a very prosperous country.
That's correct. So everybody should learn from that, shouldn't they? If two people have reproduced two children, you're not going to stretch the environment. But if two people produce six or eight children, and how many generations does it take? If three generations in a row, each one quadruples their output, you got 2 × 4 × 16 times, you know, within a short order, less than a century, two people are going to produce 100.
Right.
All right, you do that generation after generation. You're trying to cure consequences without looking at the cause. Not really a cause, it's the basis. The basis of lack of responsibility. Lack of responsibility can be increased by public education. Public education. And, of course, China's trying to do it. What are they, restrict you to one child? Or I forget what it is now. Yeah, one child, take it or leave it. So in India, they gave them portable radios and the reproductive rate dropped, remember?
Really?
Yeah. If you give people television, the reproductive rate drops.
Oh, goodness.
You got something else to spend the